The Great Destinations Radio Show with Kerry Jones.
There are dozens of websites that you can use to book a holiday, but if you're a Muslim traveller, few of the well-known booking sites will cater for all of your needs. That's why halalbooking.com was launched. By 2018, the site hopes to feature 2,000 properties offering halal-conscious stays. The company's Afouk Sechkin says beach resorts are frequently searched for.
The main drivers or the key factors which a lot of the customers enjoy is that there is, for example, a women-only pool. Ladies who normally would wear a hijab, that they can swim there, for example, in a bikini. So there's no way that it can be seen from outside. So men who wouldn't want to swim next to a woman, basically, they have the opportunity to swim in a men-only zone. And then there are indoor pools who are also dedicated for men and women. And a lot of the hotels also have mixed pools. So for the family altogether, they can swim there as well if they wish. And some of the resorts, they also started to offer women-only and men-only beach areas as well, which are secluded.
Offering a large prayer hall, as well as alcohol-free spaces, is also welcomed. Site users also want to find family-friendly entertainments at seaside properties. That information can be hard to uncover on regular booking sites. Users can change their search filter if, for instance, they're more flexible about what they're looking for.
There are also resorts which are less halal-friendly. They make serve alcohol, but they also have other halal-friendly services. So then there's again the opportunity for our customers to filter for those as well if they are less strict or if they want to widen their search and see if there are other resorts available in a certain destination.
Another challenge is finding hotels that offer late meals during Ramadan. It's not the most popular time for travel, but guests will expect an accommodating restaurant. If there's a late sunset in the destination and the kitchen is closed at the time when the visitors may break the daily fast, then that's not going to be a good holiday.
In the UK, I think it was 9:30 when the fast was broken in the evening, and then you could eat until 2:30 in the morning, and then you had to stop eating and drinking. Most of the resorts are all-inclusive, so you have breakfast, lunch and dinner, but during the Ramadan period, they also offer the Ramadan package basically for customers who decide to fast during their stay as well. They have the opportunity to have dinner at the time when the fast breaks. And they also have the chance to have a very early morning breakfast at 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock.
You can find out more at halalbooking.com.
The Great Destinations Radio Show.